as you would have heard yesterday on the show, when we the story had been developing from yesterday morning, of a man ending up in the back of a bin lorry in New Street in Killarney, led to the closure of the road for some time yesterday. That man's recovering after falling asleep in a bin in Killarney, ending up in a refuse truck. It's understood the man, along with the other contents of the bin, was placed in the lorry. The incident happened around 7 o'clock yesterday morning in New Street. Some reports in the newspaper this morning suggesting he was severely injured. Our information is that he was injured, but not life-threatening or not severely, and is recovering in hospital. He was taken to University Hospital in Kerry. The man, around 40 years of age, from North Cork, is believed to have been socialising in Killarney and fallen asleep in the bin. The Health and Safety Authority is aware of the incident and is investigating the matter, and Kerry Fire Service and the Gardaí, of course, attended the scene. A very, very lucky escape, I think one would agree with that situation. With me on the line to talk with the wider context of this, and look, the work that bin men and waste collectors have to do, and that element of it, I suppose, is independent councillor and Kerry County Council, Charlie Farrelly. Charlie, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Listen, first of all, look, and away from this particular incident, but look, you're a former refuse worker for the council. It's a tough job, isn't it?
Yeah, Gerry, I was 27 years driver and general operative with Kerry County Council, and that in some of the years included driving a refuse truck. And it's first of all, Gerry, let me just wish that individual, that gentleman in Killarney, all the very best.
And, yeah, speedy recovery.
Returning to good health, because I'll tell you one thing, Gerry, he is the luckiest man alive, because only for the quick action of the man on the back of the bin, the man who was operating the bin, it would have turned out a catastrophe. It's not the first time, you know. It's not the first time, Gerry, we've come across this. I think in 2007 we had a case of where a man in certain similar circumstances was found and got into a bin, maybe to have a sleep or whatever, and he wasn't discovered. His body was discovered in the facility in Limerick when the lorry went back. We've had one in 2009 here in Kerry, where unfortunately a 32-year-old man was found when the lorry went back to the recycling unit, and I think there was one up in Dublin in 2013 in Walkinstown. And only for the quick action of the man on the operating the back of the bin yesterday to hit the stop button and stop the drum going round, I presume that this man would have he would have been a fatality. And he is so lucky, and I just want to congratulate the operators of the bin truck. I'm not privy to know who they were, but
I
just say congratulations to them, because they really saved this man's life. And you're right, Gerry, it is a responsible job, you know. I suppose anyone that's operating a refuse collection service, they're always looking for experienced operators, and experienced drivers, experienced operators on the back. There used to be two men operating on the back of the lorry, but now most bin companies over the last number of years have brought it down to one, and it's a responsible job, first of all, Gerry, for the driver, because he's responsible for the safety of himself, of the lorry, and of the man on the back, and he's also responsible for the safety of the public. And you know, most of these bin collections, they leave the depot around 5 o'clock in the morning. And the reason they want to get to the towns early, especially when they have a town collection, I know we used to be absolutely determined to get in before 6 o'clock to a town because of traffic. And a lot of people, you know, they're ignorant of the fact that there's a bin lorry going up narrow streets and whatever, and traffic parking and maybe visitors coming to these towns, especially during the summer. It used to be a nightmare during the summer, Gerry, with parking. And it is a very responsible job, because you're responsible. And look, at safety have improved an awful lot over the years. I remember one time you were looking out the mirror to see had you still got your man on the back of the truck. You can only go at a certain 10-15 kilometres, because you have to be cognizant of the man standing on it. a step on the back of the truck.
Yeah.
There was a time when you'd be looking out the mirror to see, was he still with you?
Yeah.
All that has changed, Jerry, with reversing cameras, and it has changed for the better.
For the better.
Absolutely changed for the better.
How much of a challenge is it to navigate parking and obstructions in your way when you're trying to get your job done?
Unbelievable, Jerry. Unless you're out early in the morning, and that's the secret of bin collection, and even to this day, that's why the bin lorries are out so early in the morning. As I say, most of them leave. I'm talking in years gone by, we used to try and leave the depot at 5 o'clock. Especially in the towns, Jerry. And you know, just for argument's sake, your own town, Kenmare, very tight streets, very tight side streets.
Yeah.
And that's only a reference. I'm not saying that Kenmare was a problem, but a big problem on its own.
It's just a challenge, a very challenge.
And one person parking too near a corner can absolutely hold you back. You can't get up that street. Then you've lost half an hour, and you cannot get that half hour back because you cannot. You can't increase the speed, Jerry, because of safety. And most of the companies, as I say, nearly all the companies, they look for the most experienced drivers and most experienced people. I mean, I doubt if you walk into a recycling company, a refuse company today, with a great CV, and unless you were previously working in that capacity, Jerry, I doubt if you get a job.
Yeah.
They're not recognised enough. I don't think they're recognised enough.
It's a job. We only saw, I suppose, what happened to Paris with the strikes there. How bad things get if there is a breakdown, or if there isn't, if your waste collection isn't done properly.
Yeah, well, you see, Jerry, the two types of bin, the 240-litre bin, the ordinary household bin, are generally no problem. But the bigger bins, the 1100-litre bin, the industrial bins that would be found at most shops and restaurants and pubs and that's the bin that causes a lot of hassle. It's easy, harder to get off the footpath. It's harder to get out between cars. And people just are not considered. They're not considered enough.
Do motorists show enough respect, I suppose, where they park, when they park, when it comes to the jobs that people have to do that early in the morning?
Yeah, generally, Jerry. Generally, in the winter time or the spring and autumn, it's better. It's the summer time in the towns that causes all the hassle, and it's the tourists who they don't know that there's been a collection on towers the morning or whatever. And it's just been, I won't say it's been inconsiderate for tourists coming in. I'm not blaming it all on tourists. Of course, there are locals who park up anywhere, not thinking about the bin man in the morning, but I just ask everyone. Look at when you're putting out your bin. You know that these lads are on a tight schedule. They're on an early morning schedule, especially in towns and that. And look at, nobody knows. I think nobody knows. The time has come in Ireland where nobody knows. Years ago, Jerry, you'd know everybody in the house and estate. You'd know everyone in every house, and they'd be out with a big Christmas present here, and same as the postman or whatever. I suppose those days are gone because the people are not at home now. They're not interacting with you drive around any place in Kerry, any estate in Kerry, no matter what town it is. After 8 o'clock in the morning, and you'll see the bins are out all day. They're not taken in because most people, two people in the house are out working, and it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening before those bins are collected. So people are, there's not as much interaction now with drivers and operators on the trucks as there used to be. But thank God, Jerry, the safety has improved an awful lot. And look at only for the due vigilance of those operators, the driver yesterday, especially the man on the back who was able to hit the emergency button, because most of these incidents like that, they finish up as a fatality. And thank God that the man, he did survive, and he's around.
He's okay. Charlie, the final point is, like, and from the point of view of the large bins, the commercial bins, I mean, you can't, I suppose you have to keep your eyes open, but you can't be double checking every bin to see what might be in it or to see who may have decided. And thankfully, this is unique enough in terms of how often it happens, but that who decided to go to sleep in a bin on a night.
Yeah, but you see, Jerry, Yeah, I hear people, since this incident happened yesterday, I hear political people coming out and saying, oh, if this was a homeless man, it's got to an awful case. Nobody should be jumping on the bandwagon. It was just somebody probably, I don't know the circumstances. The circumstances of other incidents, seemingly somebody got in maybe a bit inebriated during the night, got into a bin for a sleep. The small bins are no problem, but it is not possible to check every bin. If you're running late, if you run into trouble at all, if your run is going smoothly, you have every chance to look into the bin and check it. But if you get held up at all and you're trying, you know you should be at such a corner at 7 o'clock and another corner, another focal point at 7:30. It is not possible, and it wouldn't be possible to check all those 1,100 litre bins. Where possible, I know that the operators, and I do see them as go employee of the council, the lads would be checking the bin. But you're right, Jerry, it is not possible to check every 1,100 litre bin.
Yeah.
But look, fair play, hats off to the